So Rabbi says it as follows. Cotton mutter legalach be moyet. A child did not have a haircut on chol moyet. I feel you know that could have regained first born before the yom tov. I feel you have a fancy show. Even in public, this may be done. So the cotton is clearly talking about a baby. That's what Mishnah Berurah says. But Mishnah Berurah says further that it's even talking about a child. Culturally, gel yud gimel shone mutter legalach be moyet. It's even talking about a post bar mitzvah. Even post bar mitzvah. So the question, of course, is: I understand a tiny baby. All right, he's got long hair. All right, I understand that. That's the simple understanding. But why a post bar mitzvah boy? I mean, up to bar mitzvah. Why is he not have a haircut? Why? Yeah, I know the Mishnah Berurah Taka says he's super about it if he looks like a girl. But in principle, why is it that a child up to bar mitzvah is not to have a haircut? So I think the pshat is pardon. Not chai b'mitzvahs. Not chai b'mitzvahs. Cotton mutter legalech b'moyed. Afilu noyle kodem haregel. So the answer, I think, is, well, what's pshat? Why would you say cotton? So I think a pshat is, I heard once a pshat like this, in this Shulchan Aruch, that why do adults need to have a haircut before? Should be menuvel. Not be menuvel. Correct. And why does it need to be presentable? Where does that come from, all that idea of being presentable, elegant on Yom Tov? Where does that all come from? It's related to the mitzvah of Simchas Yom Tov. Are we agreeing on that? You want to be Simchas Yom Tov? How you mechabed Yom Tov, Simchas Yom Tov? It's in a way, the respect, the honor of Yom Tov, Simchas Yom Tov. Yeah, so I'm going now a little bit towards Simchas Yom Tov. Now, Simchas Yom Tov is whose obligation is to be Simchas Yom Tov? The mitzvah of Simchas Yom Tov, we've spoken about that previously. Where does the mitzvah of Simchas Yom Tov, where does that come from? Shlomo. Yeah, all right. But I'm saying, who has to be Mesameach? So an adult has to have Simchas Yom Tov. Does a child have a mitzvah of Simchas Yom Tov? That's right. So we learned, does a child have Simchas Yom Tov? That's right. The father has a mitzvah to Mesameach his son. Does a son have his own mitzvah of Simchas Yom Tov? He doesn't. A son doesn't have a simcha. It sounds ironic in a way, but this, her minor, as well as a woman, doesn't have a mitzvah of Simchas Yom Tov per se. But the way it works is that it's on the father, on the husband, to misameach his family. Asha al Kain, since the son doesn't have a Simchas Yom Tov himself, he really can be maneuvered as well, be'etzem. In principle, he could really be with long hair as well. He doesn't have to look positive. So since the cotton doesn't have his own mitzvah, Simchas HaRegel, therefore, we can hear that he can have his haircut on Chol HaMoed. Because the whole idea of, why is this also to have a haircut on Simchas on Chol HaMoed? Because you want to encourage him to have a haircut before Yom Tov. So now this mitzvah doesn't apply to him. So therefore, he's not to have a haircut on Chol HaMoed. It's a bit of a lomdish pshat, but I think I might be pshat. Okay, so cotton mutter legalach b'moed, afilu noyled kodem haregel. Now we learn over here that for a child it's mutter to have a fahesia, as opposed to the other ones which are not allowed to do it in public. Sounds interesting. Okay, continue Shulchan Aruch in Seif Zayin. Ovel shechol shvi sheloy b'shabbos erev regel. Now we are moving on to the haircut of an ovel. An ovel, somebody, Bar Minon, who lost a close relative. His last day of the Shiva happens to be on Shabbos. And this Shabbos happens to be Erev Yom Tov. So say Yom Tov starts on Motzei Shabbos. So Pesach is coming. Right. Imagine Pesach is being on Motzei Shabbos Sunday. So what do you do about this? An ovel whose last day of the Shiva, he's getting up of Shiva on Shabbos. Is he allowed to have a haircut on Chol HaMoed? Yes or no? The answer is yes. Ovel shechol shvi sheloy, an ovel whose seventh day falls, Shabbos erev regel, falls on Shabbos, which is erev Yom Tov, muta legalech b'chol HaMoed, is allowed to have a haircut on Chol HaMoed. And now comes another interesting one, which is the halacha of somebody who went off. Somebody went off, who left the ways of Yiddishkeit. Somebody left his ways of Yiddishkeit. V'chazra b'tshuva, and he's done full and complete tshuva. V'darkoi, and his ways, and v'darkoi, and the minig is, legalach, to have haircut. Mutar legalach, but it's allowed to have a haircut on Chol HaMoed. So what is this going? What is this talking about exactly? There is a halacha of somebody who goes off, chas v'shalom, and now he's coming back. So he's got to have a haircut. Why is he having a haircut? That's the minhag that people who come back, they have haircuts. I'm not quite sure why. It says darkoi, the minhag is. So darkoi doesn't mean me personally. You know, it's not a person that keeps going, you know, off and on and off and on. It's not that wouldn't make sense. So darkoi means the general minhag, universal minhag of somebody who comes back after having gone off. Somebody who comes back on, his minhag, that minhag is to have a giluach. Why is that? Says the Mishnah Berurah in Sif Katan Yud Tes. V'darkei legalach perish, top of the page 6. Perish b'mokim shenagin, in a place where the minhag is shebaal etshuva megalchin, that the baal etshuva do giluach to have haircuts. The avoidas gilulim domi lemeis, because somebody who serves idols and a metzoyer, similarly also shetong giluach to have somebody. You know, it's a bit like somebody who comes from a place of tumah. And he returns, or a bit like a metzora, who also requires haircuts and shaving off, shtom giluach, once they are part of the purification process. So therefore, we compare somebody who's gone off and comes back, like somebody who is going through a purification process, and he's having a haircut. That giluach, that takes place, somebody's doing tshuva. You know, he says, wow, this was, he comes on Sukkot, he says, wow, beautiful, what am I missing? You know, by not being firm and all that, it's terrible, you know, I want to come back to Yiddishkeit and all that, and he changed, okay, I want to become back, he can't go with his ponytail and his, you know, this hippie thingy, he can't go back, you know, he says, I want to get rid of all that, I want to be back a thing. He's having a haircut, and he's allowed to have this haircut in Chol HaMoed. What are your thoughts on this, Abba Yisrael?
As long as he's not skinny.
As long as it's getting, yeah, that's right. Yeah,
that'd be a problem.
The notes is quite interesting.
Which one? Which note are you referring to?
Number 16 about the Tzorach
Mitzvah. Yeah, I want to go to that. I want to go to that in a minute. I want to go there. I want to go there. Yeah, I want to go there. Exactly. Yeah, that's about your scenario of Gideon. It's a bit like that. Yeah, so right. So, one second, because the Mishnah Berurah doesn't seem to be saying exactly what you're quoting. Mishnah Mizam, we'll get to that. The simple understanding of the Mishnah Berurah is there's a halacha of somebody went off and he comes back on. Now, Mishnah Berurah Sifkaton Chav says something else. Imagine this guy decided to do tshuva before Yom Tov. He had a chance, but he didn't. He had a chance. There was opportunity. There was a possibility, but he did not have his hair cut before Yom Tov. But he's still allowed to have his hair cut on Chol HaMoed. Shari ein metzarfin oisa lekol davar shebekdusha ad shegalach. That's really interesting. That he's not allowed to be counted as part of the minyan before his haircut. So Rabbi said, this is the following case. Whoever yeet who comes from the most beautiful house, and this person has gone off, and he has joined the... That's right. And he's been afterwards for 2 years on the Himalaya, joining the he's been a Hindu for a couple of years, he's done the whole thing, and he comes back with his hair straight from the Himalaya, you know, with all that, and he's coming back, and suddenly he says, oh wow, this is so stupid, I'm done, I want to come back to Yiddishkeit, and he decides, but it just happens to come 2 days before Sukkot, and he's not happening, he can't have a haircut. But he's done full complete tshuva. He's sitting and learning, davening, everything proper, you know. But he didn't have a chance to have his haircut. Still reaching his, And now, the thing is that we're learning now. He's allowed to have his haircut, even if there was a chance before Yom Tov. He's allowed to have his haircut on Chol HaMoed. Why so? Says the Mishnah Berurah, because before that, can't count for a minyan. What?
Sorry,
before that, he's not. He can't.
So
he's not.
A haircut,
yes,
he cannot be counted. Even though he's done
because it's part of the purification process, like a kiluach for metzora. He's like he represents tumah, and that's part of the tahara process. He needs to have his haircut. No, it doesn't say that. Haircut before the haircut, he's out. Now he's not counted as a minhag. Rabbi said to me, this sounds like an enormous chiddush. We don't find. I mean, I don't know, he's not, Mishnah Berurah says, you don't count him for a minyan. Ad, look at Mishnah Berurah, Sifkaton Chav. He's not counted. He's not counted for minyan. Before he says a haircut. Why? He's fine. He's totally fine. He's davening, he's learning, he's put on tefillin, he's keeping Shabbos. He's doing all the chumras, but he's still have a chance to have his haircut. What? So he's not counted as a minyan? Why? Where does Zalocha come from? Where? What is this?
Only if you hold that minik.
You're saying because we just said there's a minik that yidna megaleach part of the returning process of the giluach, since he hasn't done that, we don't count him as a minion. Aha. So Rav Engel explains, I think that's possibly pshat, that since there is that minik that we only accept people back once they are fully. And so, you know, so that's, although it's a very external factor, I mean, surely. I mean, I don't know what he's wearing still at this stage. What is he wearing at this stage? Is he still wearing? What is he wearing? Is he? What I'm saying, how do I picture him?
Does that make a difference?
Yes, you think it does make a difference. He could still wear his Hindu garb. Can he?
If he no.
Is that, I'm saying, is he? What does he look like?
There's a difference between wearing pure Avodah Zarah clothes and wearing just
Parav kind of clothes. Yeah, so Parav is saying, yeah. Yeah, so he's left the other religions and he's coming back to Yiddishkeit. So as long as he's done that step, he needs to still have the haircut. He needs to have the haircut in order to be counted as a minion. Very interesting. But I think you must be right. That must be pshat. That in order to count him for the minion, he needs to make that it's the minik to only accept people back once they do the haircut. Interesting. It's very interesting. I must say that we do find, I remember I recall a chinuch that speaks about chukas agoy, and he speaks about there was something specific, especially in the times of the Rishonim, I'm going back in the Middle Ages, the haircut was something extremely significant. It's something really, really significant, and it was part of the religious ceremonies to have those haircuts.
Are we talking about that he's got a hairstyle that's particularly?
It must be. It probably.
Representative of.
I imagine so. Yeah, and we know that that was the old Scheitel controversy. A few years ago. When was that?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it was part of it because the so I suppose there's perhaps that element as well. Okay, Rabbi said, so I just found it interesting. Now, the Mishnah Berurah clearly connects it to the aspect of of somebody's chozer b'tshuva. The question is, can you or can you not make a rule from here that for any mitzvah purpose, you're allowed to have haircuts in Chol HaMoed. Say, you spoke about Lopshan. Lopshan is a mitzvah. How do you know that's fine? Because of cotton, because of a child. Yeah, because a child is fine. All right, okay, so let's leave out the child, because you're right. You're right, the child is right. So let's talk about another example. What's another Tzorich mitzvah? Yeah. That was on. Yeah. Kvod Malchus. Yeah, that's not Tzorich mitzvah. I want to know if, for instance, is there a general rule that you're allowed to cut your hair for Tzorich mitzvah on Chol HaMoed?
Why is it not sure of Tzorich mitzvah anyway?
Because those who are makpid on that, they refer back to an ancient. Pardon? Yeah, there's a medrash who points out that. Yeah, it's clean on halacha, and there are many people who don't have that minik, some people do have the minik. He's become quite universal minik. I believe the reason why it's become such a popular minik is because it just looks very sweet to have, you know, little boys without.
The Chol HaMoed cutting aspect.
Ah, no, so that's because it's the birthday, so they want to be makpid on the birthday, which that itself, you don't have to be particularly makpid, but those who are makpid will, you know, they want to be makpid on, cut on his birthday.
But they're being makel on,
Right, okay, but they would say that, anyway, a child, as we learned earlier, a child does not have an issa per se, so, right, so you want to be makhmir, but there's no reason to be makhmir for a child.
In fact, for the second day's yontif, there's a mitzvah to, for those chasvus on that shape of the bit. There's a mitzvah to shave.
Correct. Second days don't have that.
Right.
Yeah, interesting. Interesting, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, so. Okay, Abbas, the question is, can you allow something that's a mitzvah? Is a permitted haircut? It's a mitzvah or not? So interestingly, and I don't know. An example would be, for instance, you're talking about children. An example given, someone speaks about somebody's got, long hair in the front, and he's putting on tefillin. So those of us who put on tefillin in the Chol HaMoed, there are still some people who do. I feel every year there's less and less. I feel very much an outcast, but. I think so. But those of us who put on tefillin, and let's say the hair is, if you feel that the hair is a chatzitza, which that itself is, we discussed that in Chelek Aleph, it's not so posh. But let's say that you feel that the hair is in the way and you want to cut some of the hair. Tope tzorech mitzvah example. Would you be allowed in such an instance to cut the hair for tefillin? Tzorech mitzvah. So, would you be able to bring such a proof from this Mishnah Berurah? So the Mishnah Zalman says yes. Because since you just like you're allowed to cut the hair, somebody's coming back to Yiddishkeit, that means really an overarching rule that there is a heter to cut the hair at Tzorech Mitzvah, which I don't see that Pashup Shat Mishnah Berurah, but that's how he wants to learn. Okay, Abayisab, to summarize what we learned this evening, we spoke about the general heter to cut hair, if permitted, you're allowed to do that even Bishus Rabim. Excuse me, you only allowed to do this in Betzin, not Bereshus Rabim. We spoke about a child who is allowed to have a haircut. We said up to Bar Mitzvah. Interesting. Up to Bar Mitzvah. And that may even be done in public. We spoke about somebody who gets up from Shiva on Shabbos just before Yom Tov. He is allowed to have a haircut on Chol HaMoed. We also spoke about somebody who is doing Chozer B'Tshuva and he needs a haircut part of the minik. To process purification, you have to do this in Chol HaMoed too. And we're going to leave Sif Ches for tomorrow, Mitzvah. I wish you a very good evening.